Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from Datitude. He's a coordinating supervisor with the Times-Picayune Morning Advocate, Jim Derry. It's been a while, but Jim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Glad to be with you, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on, Mike, Charlie.
Jim, before the draft, you and I had talked about this, and you were an advocate of it. This team has to go offensive line. Now, I think you were hoping maybe somehow, some way, Will Campbell might take a tumble and the Saints would be able to get him. But you were a big advocate of selecting a big man up front along the offensive line. So I'll ask you your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. and sort of how it played out, because now it does what, you know, you and I have talked about many times. Grab your left tackle, and you can move Taliese Fuaga back to your right tackle position, his more natural spot. You got Eric McCoy, best football player on this team today. And Cesar Ruiz, he's a solid player at the right guard spot. Find your left guard. I don't care. I don't know who it is, but find your left guard. But getting that other tackle was so important.
You know, Mike, it's so interesting because I think – I don't know if I've ever seen potential. Now, obviously, we're still 3 months away from the start of the season, so anything can happen. But you're talking about a unit that we've been talking about for a couple of years as a major weakness of this team. And you could go from a weakness to maybe the strength of the offense and one of the strengths of this team and with just a matter of one draft pick. Because I think that's what – I mean, you're talking about – a dude that's played 42 games for obviously one of the best college football teams in the nation at 21 years old, was a team captain, comes in here. He can be your anchor on the left side of the line. If you can get anything out of it, if it's Trevor Penning, if it's Dylan Radins, whoever it is at left guard, I mean, this unit can actually be a strength now. And that's something we haven't been able to say since Sean Payton was here. And so I think that I'm excited to see it. I love the pick. If you can't get Will Campbell, I think this was the next best thing for this football team. It's something they had to do, and I thought it was in, you know, I don't like giving grades out because grades are made after they actually play. But, I mean, it's as close to a slam dunk as you possibly could get. It's something they had to do, and they did it.
The Saints quarterback position has taken that kind of twist and turns, and it did actually – officially happened late this afternoon where Derek Carr was placed on the reserve retired list. I mean, that's just a formality right. With everything with it here. And the baton now is given to Tyler Shuck. I mean, you know, it's his job to lose. I get the competition part with Spencer Rattler and everything else. But, you know, come on. Reality. You didn't pick him in round two to watch. You picked him to play. And with no veteran on this team, with any kind of experience, you got guys that have got a few years in the league, but nothing from an experience standpoint. This job has been handed to Tyler Shuck, and it's his now. Now, go out and prove how good you can be. I think that the mystery for a lot of people is you haven't really seen a lot of them because of injury. And, you know, you spent all that time in college, but a lot of that was downtime due to injury.
Of all the guys in this draft, of all the quarterbacks, and we talk about, you know, the one thing that is good about Tyler Shuck, and I'm just not a fan of this quarterback class in general. You and I have talked about that. However, the one thing I say about Tyler Shuck is he's the one guy that's a mystery. He could turn out to be the guy you're looking for. He could turn out to be a bust. But, I mean, I guess at this point in time, when you're talking about a rookie head coach, you're willing to take a gamble, and that's what the Saints did in gambling to get Tyler Shuck. But I agree with you. I mean, you don't have a new coach come in and use the guy that was the fifth-round draft pick for the last coach who went 0-6. I mean, I don't care why he went out. You know, people making excuses. He went 0-6 because of this, because it doesn't matter why he went 0-6. The fact is he was a fifth-round draft pick and went 0-6 for the former coach. There's no question that Tyler Shuck is going to be, unless he just stinks it up in camp. And Spencer Rattler is absolutely phenomenal and goes and just takes the job by storm. It's going to be Shucks to lose. But look, it's an interesting time for this football team. Mike, you and I have been talking about it, and you've been saying, look, they basically got to blow it up to build it back up, and there's only one way to get out of football purgatory. Those are your words, football purgatory. And I stole them, been using them for myself. And it's to start over, and I think that's kind of where this team is. Maybe if things fall right, it's not a full 100% rebuild, but it's pretty close to it. We'll see how much they have to do early in the season, because the toughest part of their schedule, in my opinion, is those first four games of the year.
Bingo. I agree with you totally. I think the biggest challenge for Kellen Moore and his coaching staff is to develop some of the good potential talent on this team. And I don't want to use the term good talent. I use the term potential talent. With a guy like Kendra Miller, we don't know squat about him, no more than when they drafted him. Nick Saldaveri, you traded up in round four to pick him. He almost handed him the left guard spot. That didn't work out. Rashid Shaheed, we've seen glimpses. That, man, he could be a playmaker. Now, again, the health part with him came into play last year. Brian Brisset has flashed it, certainly as a pass rusher, and he's a big man, pass rusher. How are kind of the position-wise they're going to use him up front? Isaiah Foskey's been nothing more than a special teams guy. The development of a Kool-Aid McKinstry, what they're going to do with Alante Taylor, even though Alante on draft night, when I questioned him about it, he said, they're going to use me the same way Brandon Staley used Jalen Ramsey with the Rams, meaning on the outside, first, second down. On third down, he's going to be in the nickel position. The development of young players has to be paramount on the list, and I'm not even talking about the rookies brought in. That has to be the one element Kellen Moore and his coaching staff have to hit.
You know what's so interesting, Mike, about this team? Well, a lot of things, but there's a few guys in the middle there, but for the most part, for the vast majority, they're either really young and raw and undeveloped, or they're really old and about to get out of here. I mean, there's not a lot of guys with, you know, like 5 or 6 years of experience. You know, so I think these next 2 years is kind of the transition to where now. This team doesn't have the talent that Sean Payton had when he first came in here in 2006. So I don't expect this isn't going to be a quick thing. This isn't going to be like Sean Payton was able to turn this team around very quickly. Got to the NFC Championship game, struggled for a few years. You know, were mediocre, I guess, before they went to the Super Bowl. No, this is a different kind of team. But it's a team that I think that fans who are just looking for something different, looking for to get out of the shadow of their former selves can really get into, because you got, like you talk about, all this young talent that you want to see. And I think a lot of these are ready to take the next step. You know, I think the one I'm looking forward to most of all, you talked about Brian Brisset. I don't know how he fits into this Brandon Staley defense, but I'm sure I'm looking forward to finding out. And he's going to be a guy I'll probably watch more than anybody in the first month or so of camp and into preseason. I want to see how he fits, because he's a guy that I think is going to play probably more in preseason than maybe a starter might usually play, because he's going to have to figure it out. But that's the guy on defense that I'm really looking forward to. And then you talk about Shaheed, and you're right, the injury bug kind of set in last year, but is he ready to take the next step as a receiver? I think that he is, if he can stay healthy. So those are the two guys that I think I'm looking forward to most. And you're right about Kendra Miller. It's make or break time for him. Is Devin Neal going to come in and challenge him? A 6th-round pick, I'd sure love to see it. I don't know it's going to happen right away.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, Jim, the one thing that the Saints really could promise Kellen Moore is patience, because as you mentioned, they know where they are. The only way you build this thing is kind of from the ground up through the draft and adding these pieces. I'm glad you mentioned Devin Neal, because that's actually who I wanted to ask you about. We've talked to a bunch of different national reporters and scouts. I know we had Greg Cosell on last week, and he really kind of highlighted Devin Neal, saying that he shows shades of like a James Cook with the Buffalo Bills. And
right. It
doesn't really matter if you picked him in the 6th round, because this running back room is so wide open. You don't know what you have past Alvin Kamara because of Kendra Miller's injury history, and just you already cut Jamal Williams. So the door's open for someone like Devin Neal to really cement himself in his spot on this roster. And I think he's got the talent to do it.
Charlie, is there a better place in the NFL for a 6th round running back to be taken than the New Orleans Saints?
I don't think so.
I mean, there really is. I mean, Alvin Kamara is going into age 30 season, and look, we all love AK, and we appreciate what he's done for this team, and absolutely a legend with this team. But let's be real. He's not going to be the AK of old. He's just not. I mean, you got to be realistic. Could he still be a fantastic player on this team? Obviously, you're going to look to him, and he needs to play a huge role with these young guys. But I mean, look, Kendra Miller's had chances. Could he come out of nowhere and be what we thought he was going to be? Sure, he could. But Devin Neal's probably going to make this football team, and he's going to get his chances. And look, I'm excited to see what he can do. Look, again, this is all part of turning the page. And if there's something to get excited about, you're probably not going to get excited about the record. I mean, let's get real. I mean, realistically, this is probably a 4 or 5 win kind of team. But is it going to be the team that you hope gets better from week 1 to week 18, because that's really all you're looking forward to this year. And Devin Neal fits exactly into that. You want to see Devin Neal. Maybe he doesn't get starts right away, and then by week 4, week 5, week 6, he's getting in there and he's getting 6 or 7 carries. And who knows, by the end of the year, maybe he's touching it, you know, 14, 15 times by the end of the year. So those are that's certainly a rookie on the watch list, and a guy that I expect from week 1 to week 18 to play a bigger role.
Jim, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always love having you on, buddy. And again, thanks so much for your insights.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks so much. Jim Derry does a great job with Datitude. You can read some of his stuff with Times Picayune Morning Advocate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.